And there's a point there where God says, okay, I'll forgive him. And he makes a couple comments and then he says, but as surely as I live, the whole earth shall be filled with my glory. Amen. You know what he was saying? This is nothing but fallen nature, fallen humanity, but I'm telling you, Moses, yeah, I'll forgive them again, but I'm telling you, I'm raising up a people, and it's through the blood of my son, and they will walk in my image, and they will cover the earth. Because in the beginning, he said, let us make man in our image, and in the likeness of God, he made man, and the first thing he told them was to be fruitful and multiply. And you say, yeah, he wanted them to have kids. It's so much deeper than that. Each seed produces after its own kind. And the God in me has the power to reproduce itself again and again and again in as many as would believe. Amen. And what he's saying is, my glory will cover the earth. As my people step into this new covenant faith, lay down the old inherited Adamic nature and rise up in the new. And I will sweep the earth, cover the earth with my glory, surely as the waters cover the sea. We think it's some mystical presence or something. No, it's people transformed and changed into the image of God. So whatever's not God must be crushed. Light's greater than darkness. You get it? Okay. I like when God did that. He yelled, do you know where that's at? It's Exodus somewhere. Maybe it's Deuteronomy. Or Numbers, I mean. Where he cries out, they're repenting. Moses repenting, and he says, I'll forgive them, but they're going to suffer the consequence of their sin. Why? They're under the law of sin and death. And the sad scenario and cycle's just going on. And right in the midst, God says, but as surely as I live, the whole earth shall be filled with my glory. I like it. What was he prophesying? A race of people redeemed through the blood of his son, standing once again in his image. Because Romans 8 says we're conformed to the image of his son. Isn't it amazing that Romans says that we're free from sin and the church talks about the bondage of sin all the time? How we're always bound to sin? And Romans says I'm free from it. Isn't it amazing how we don't talk about being bound and slaves to righteousness like Romans says? I'm bound to righteousness. I'm enchained to serve righteousness. And it's not a ball and chain. The love of Christ compels me. My heart is constrained to be right with him because he said so. Isn't that cool? The Bible says we're free from sin, and here we are, tricked into talking like we're still bound by it. Talking about what's wrong and what'll never be right and how we'll always be less than. Who's ever got caught talking like that or heard people talking like that? I don't even have time to talk like that. Christ in us. Here's a good one. Christ in us. The hope of, as surely as I live, the whole earth shall be. Who's the hope of glory? The Christ in us. The glory, the manifest attribute of God. Whatever it might be. I know it's the weighty presence of God, but any manifestation of the attribute of God is considered God's glory. So the Christ, the anointing in me, is the hope of the manifestation of God through me. If I believe in him, John 7:38, as the scriptures say, out of my belly flows rivers. Out of my belly flows rivers of living water. Why are they flowing out of my belly? Wherever the river flows, it brings life wherever it goes. You get it?